This is the reading of the Lives of the Saints, October 31st, New Style, October 18th, Old Style. The Life of the Holy Apostle and Evangelist Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Evangelist Luke was born in Antioch of Syria, and from his youth studied the wisdom of the Greeks and the science of medicine. He became a skilled physician and an excellent iconographer. And he knew both the Greek and the Egyptian tongues well. Moreover, he was thoroughly acquainted with the law of the Jews and had visited Jerusalem. At that time, our Lord Jesus Christ dwelt in the flesh among men and sowed the seed of salvation, which fell on good ground in Luke's heart, where it sprouted up and bore fruit a hundredfold. Thus, Luke heard the teaching of truth from the lips of God himself, and he drank therefrom a wisdom greater than that which he had learned in the schools of the Hellenes and Egyptians. He came to know the true God and to believe in him, and he began to teach others the faith as well. He was chosen to be one of the 70 apostles, of whom he writes in his gospel thus, "The Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place. As a member of the choir of the apostles, Luke also went before the Lord, preparing a path before him by his sacred preaching, and giving assurance to the people that the Messiah whom they awaited had come to the world." At the time of the saving passion, when the shepherd was struck down and the sheep scattered, the blessed Luke went about weeping and lamenting for his Lord, who had deigned to suffer voluntarily. But although he sowed with tears, he reaped with rejoicing, for as he was walking with Cleopas to Emmaus, he speaking with him and grieving over the death of their beloved teacher and Lord, the risen Christ himself appeared to them. By his appearance the Lord comforted them and wiped away the tears from their eyes. As he drew near, Christ asked them, "What manner of communications are these that ye have with one to another, as ye walk and are sad?" Through this conversation, Saint Luke became the initiate and close companion of him who said of himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." As they walked with the Lord, Luke and Cleopas spoke with him and drank of the ineffable fount of wisdom. Oh, how sweet were the words that Saint Luke heard from the mouth of the sweetest Jesus, who, beginning with Moses and the prophets, expounded unto them from all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Later, Christ's good disciple Luke, the initiate of divine mysteries, would instruct all the inhabitants of Thebes and Boeotia, enlightening many who were in the darkness of ignorance of God, with the light of understanding of the Holy Gospel. But first, he who was to feast with Christ in the kingdom of God was to sup with him at Emmaus, and the Son of God, whom Judas denied at the mystical supper, was made known to Luke in the breaking of bread. There the flame of divine love hidden in Saint Luke's heart sprang forth, and he uttered these words, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?" Truly, the remembrance of Christ was yet alive in him who loved the Lord with his whole heart, when 15 years after the Saviour's ascension into heaven, Luke wrote most accurately of him in his gospel. He wrote of that which he himself had seen and heard, and which was inscribed not with a pen, but with love in his heart. He also told of those things which they had witnessed who followed Christ from the beginning before Luke. Soon after Christ's passion, those who had been with the Lord from the beginning related these things to Luke, as it was written in the preface to his gospel. "They delivered those things unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word." Saint Luke was a partaker of the sufferings and labors of Paul in the preaching of Christ's gospel, not only to the Jews, but to the Gentiles as well. He accompanied Paul to Rome, as it is said in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, which was written by Saint Luke. Paul loved Luke greatly, and testified to this love in the epistle to the Colossians, in which he says, "Luke, the beloved physician, greeteth you." Similarly, he extols Luke in his epistle to the Corinthians thus, We have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches, and not that only, but who was also chosen of the churches to travel with us with his grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord, and declaration of your ready mind. Here St. Jerome understands Paul to speak of St. Luke. When Luke left Rome, he went to the regions of the east to preach Christ. He traveled through all of Libya and came to Egypt. He then enlightened the utmost regions of the Thebaid, and after this founded churches in Thebes of Boeotia. There he ordained priests and deacons, and he healed those who were infirm in soul and body. St. Luke was more than 80 years old when he peacefully reposed in the Lord. God glorified his servant at the place where Luke's holy body was laid, for as a token of his skill as a physician, an ointment that could heal the eyes rained down there. Because of the various healings that took place through the prayers of the holy apostle at his grave, the place where he was buried became well known among the faithful. When Constantinus, the son of Constantine the Great, learned of this, he sent Artemius, the Duke of Egypt, who was later put to death for Christ by Julian the Apostate, to bring the remains of the holy apostle and evangelist to Constantinople. Luke's relics were brought to the city to the chanting of psalms and hymns. Now there was a eunuch named Anatolius who lived in the city, an imperial chamberlain, who had lain for a long time sick upon his bed and had spent much of his wealth on physicians. He had hoped to receive healing from them, but they could not restore his health. Therefore, when the relics of St. Luke were brought into the city, Anatolius prayed fervently to the apostle. He somehow arose from his couch and ordered that he be taken to the place where the apostle's healing casket lay. When he arrived, he touched the coffin with faith and fell down before the relics of the saint, immediately receiving deliverance from his infirmity and perfect health. He took the casket with the relics upon his shoulders, and with the help of the other people who were present, carried it to the church of the holy apostles. The precious relics of St. Luke were placed in that church beneath the sacred altar, together with the remains of the apostles Andrew and Timothy. It is said that St. Luke painted the first icon of the most pure Theotokos, bearing in her arms the pre-eternal child, our Lord Jesus Christ. He also painted two other icons of the Theotokos and brought them to the Mother of the Lord to learn whether she was pleased with them. When she saw them, she cried out with her most pure lips, "May my grace and that of him who was born of me be with these icons." The holy apostle Luke also painted on panels depictions of the holy preeminent apostles Peter and Paul. Thus the sacred and most honorable art of iconography, by which churches are adorned, had its beginning with him. By it God, the Mother of God, and all the saints are glorified, and the faithful, who piously venerate their holy icons, receive salvation. On this day we commemorate the holy martyr Marinus the Elder, and our holy monastic father, Julian the Desert Dweller, who lived in Mesopotamia beside the river Euphrates. Julian built a church which stands to this day on Mount Sinai, upon the rock where the prophet Moses stood when he saw God. At the time when the church was suffering bitter persecution at the hands of Julian the Apostate, he heard a voice from on high that said, "On account of your prayers and the entreaties and tears of others as well, the impious Julian shall be slain." At that moment, the vile apostate was killed. After working many miracles by the power of God, the venerable Julian departed unto the Lord. Amen.